Chapter 61 Will is what makes the Cromeria scary, even for us, Liv said. The sun was just touching the horizon outside, and room slaves entered as if on cue and began lighting lamps and a fire. Who is this Will, and how do we stop him? Kip asked. Kip, Liv tilted her head down. Focus. Sorry. Go ahead. She was ignoring the room slaves, so Kip tried to do so as well. Will is just what you think it is. You impose your will on the world. You will magic to happen. Will can cover over the gaps in flawed drafting. That's especially important for flailers. Flailers? All men drafters, and the half of the women drafters who aren't super chromats, Liv said. She paused. Well, most men, huh? The term was a bit nasty, really. A little bit, we're better than you are, you helpless hacks. You try, we succeed. But that was how the Cromeria worked, wasn't it? Everything was about power and dominance. Right, Kip said. Flailers. Those sad sacks. Pitiful. Even if Kip found himself in the elite group, it didn't mean he had to like how the others were demeaned. Liv flushed and shot back. Look, Kip, you don't have to like it, but you have to deal with it, and you'll probably do better if you don't have a chip on your shoulder about everything. It's not like back home, because guess what? We don't have a home now. The Cromeria is all we get, and we've got it good. So grow up. It was like he'd been slapped. She was right, but he hadn't expected so much vehemence out of nowhere. He averted his eyes. Right. Sorry. She expelled a breath. No, I'm sorry. That... I don't know. I guess I'm still adjusting to this whole life myself. There's a hierarchy to everything at the Cromeria, Kip, and it's not easy to adjust to. I don't even know if it's good to adjust to it. But once you know your place, you can figure out how you're supposed to deal with everyone else, even people you don't know. It does simplify things. After the last 3 years as a monochrome in an obscure colour and a Tyrian on top of that, I never liked the whole hierarchy. But I'd finally come to terms with my place in it, and I was almost finished with my training and ready to head out into my shitty life. Now I'm a bichrome, and everything's different, overnight. I'm going to have to stay at the Cromeria for another couple of years, and my life will be totally different. People see me now. She smiled ruefully, sadly. I guess you know all about having everything change in a blink. The thing is, I like my new life. I have new clothes, jewelry, an allowance. A room slave. I guess what I'm seeing is that maybe I didn't hate the hierarchy, maybe I just hated being at the bottom of it. So every time I enjoy something, it feels like confirmation that I'm a hypocrite. I promise to make your life as difficult as possible, if it'll make you happy, Kip said. She hit his shoulder playfully, but it nailed a sensitive spot. You're a real lifesaver, Kip, she grinned, though, as he rubbed his shoulder. Then her smile faded again. I guess I should take my own advice and start dealing with how things are. You're the Prism's son. I'm your tutor. I shouldn't hit you. Orholm, you're the Prism's son. How dare I? Kip's chest tightened. No! He almost shouted. The room slaves shot looks at him. He lowered his voice, embarrassed. Liv, swear to me you won't. What were you going to say, Kip? I've been in love with you since I can remember. Right. I couldn't bear losing my last anchor to Recton, he said instead, all the words tripping over each other. You're the only one who knew me before all this. Great. Good job making it seem like it's totally impersonal. I don't care about you. I just care about Recton. I mean, Liv, you know me. You're my friend? That sounds a little presumptuous, doesn't it? What if she's never thought of you as a friend? You're from Recton, too, he said instead, lamely. Impersonal again. Damn. I need someone to talk to, and I've always admired you. Admired? Like she's a painting? I mean, I appreciate... Appreciate? Kind of the same as admire, isn't it? Like she's a good cook? Or Holland's balls, this is agony. Ah, a way out. Not appreciate her, but appreciate how she does something. I appreciate how you... How she wants. How she looks in that one too small green shirt she used to... Shit. have always been so nice to me. Now you're pleading. Awkward child again. Well done. Kip Silvertongue, they ought to call you. I'm never going to speak to another woman again. Kip could barely stand to look at Liv after that performance, but she waited until he met her eyes, leery. Why, Kip, are you flirting with me? She asked. It was like Kip had stepped into that nightmare where he walked to the Midsummer's Dance on the green, barely registering the curious glances, until he stepped up on the stage and the music stopped. Every dancer missed their steps and everyone turned to look at him, and then he noticed he was naked, and then everyone started laughing, pointing, making jokes. No, this was worse. He wasn't going to wake from this. All the blood had drained from his face. Evernight, it had drained from everywhere. He had no idea where it had all gone, but it had taken his ability to speak with it. Kip, I'm kidding, Liv said. His mouth moved, blood coming back. Thoughts slower. Not often that you're left with nothing to say, Liv said, poking him. His thoughts on that must have shown because she smirked. If you don't watch it, I'll ruffle your hair. That's it, I'm shaving my head, Kip declared. Liv laughed. Enough, enough. No more digressions. I'll never teach you anything if we keep on like this. So, Kip said, Will, not the bad man. See? At least I remember where we got off track. Liv shook her head, amused. Not so fast. First, Kip, you've got a deal. I'd love to be your friend. Maybe we can remind each other every now and again where we came from. Kip felt his ears getting hot, as if they'd ever cooled. I'd like that a lot, he said. Now, finally, Will. Will covers a multitude of flaws, just as
love covers a multitude of sins,
a familiar voice declared from the door. Both Kip's and Liv's heads snapped around. It was Master Danavis, Liv's father. Alive. Father? Father! Liv literally shrieked. She jumped up and ran to her father and threw herself into his arms. Corvin laughed and squeezed her hard. I heard you were dead, Liv said. Yes, that was me, Kip, bringer of false bad tidings. I didn't believe it, but I was so... Liv started crying. Corvin closed his eyes, just holding his daughter. Kip wondered if there was some way he could escape. And go where? This is my room. But after a few moments, Corvin gently pushed his daughter back.
I am surprisingly durable. You look more lovely than ever, Oliviana.
I'm all cry, Liv protested, wiping her eyes.
Perhaps even a smidge more beautiful than your mother. A claim I'd not have tolerated until this day, seeing the truth with my own eyes. She'd be so proud of you.
Father, Liv said, her cheeks colouring, but pleased.
Don't you think she's beautiful, Kip?
Kip spluttered, making some kind of sound like he was drowning. Seriously, if embarrassment were a muscle, I'd be huge.
Father,
Liv said, horrified. Corvin laughed.
And my day wouldn't have been complete without my daughter thinking I was embarrassing. Your pardon, Kip.
Kip said eloquently. So he hadn't been the target after all. Liv had. Kip was seeing where she got her wicked sense of humour.
It's wonderful to see you well, Kip. Kip Guile.
Corvin shook his head, astounded.
Liv, Kip, I'd love to catch up with you both, but the prism has just given me work.
Work? Liv asked.
I've been put in charge of the defense of Garriston, under only the prism himself.
What? Liv said. You're a general again?
Not as enviable a position as you might think. A softer bed doesn't make for easier sleep when 10,000 lives rest in your shaking hands. King Haradul's army will be here in about 5 days. They'll attack the day after Midsummer's. If we're to hold this city, I'll have to devise a more brilliant defense than I've ever seen. I need to go set some things in motion now, but Liv, I'll come find you sometime after midnight. Kip, maybe tomorrow.
I'd like that, Master Danavis. General Danavis? Master Danavis smiled.
Yes. Hadn't noticed how much I'd missed that, despite everything. Say, Liv, do you know anything about Caris Whiteoak?
Liv shrugged. Only Blood Forester Blackguard, astounding fighter, bichrome who was nearly a poly, Maybe the fastest drafter on the Jaspers. Why? The new general said,
She was captured by King Haradul. The prison won't admit it, but I know it's going to drive him to distraction. He cares a great deal about her. I doubt it will be possible to rescue her, not with the limited assets I have, but I'm going to learn all I can to see if there's any hope at all.
And just like that, a stupid, mad, impossible idea took root.